Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Linda with Alpha Star Radio, and my apologies for not posting this some sooner. This was the first moment I've gotten this week to post this forecast, I guess, and talk about things. I'm supposed to have a friend on with me. I don't know if he's gotten detained or what, but that's the way it goes. So if Christopher calls in, great. If not, I will carry on regardless. So we had a new moon in Taurus, which was yesterday on May 6th, and it took place at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, with this, thank God the waning moon is over and we're into a new moon phase. This is a green light for everybody, but it's a good time for any kind of financial goals, making plans, enjoying the arts, music, concerts. This is also a good time for the beauty industry, and I should know this being a hairdresser. I got a phone call yesterday on my day off from someone I work with, the owner of the salon, saying, "Linda, I'm slammed." She says, "Can you come in and do a perm and a hair color?" Sure. And so I went in and did that and helped out. But anytime the moon is new and it moves into Taurus, because Taurus is ruling planets, Venus, the goddess of love, beauty, romance, things like that, very common under these stars. And so people are more geared towards having something done, their hair done or their hair cut or their nails done or something to beautify themselves. Very common under these stars. So, and it is blessed under these stars. So by all means, go out and have your hair done, something that makes you feel good about yourself, and everything should come out well. You will be happy with the results you get. Let's see now. Jupiter goes direct on May 9th, so thank God for that. It's been kind of rough for some of us the last couple of months, and like I said, this affects finances. This kind of puts a lull in our money-making a lot of times. It can also, some of you I've talked to have said, "Gosh, I feel like I'm putting on weight." Well, Jupiter is the planet of expansion. Yes, sometimes our waistlines do expand. Now, when it moves in a backwards motion, it also means kind of the same thing in a lot of ways. I noticed even my own self, I got on the scale the other day, and I'm like, uh-oh, I got to get out swimming a little bit more because I put on a few pounds myself. So, but it goes direct on the 9th, and things should get a little bit better. Now, what's interesting is on Monday, which is the 9th, we have this interesting conjunction between Sun and Mercury. It's going to make us, it's going to make things a little easier for us to deal with issues that have come around in our past that we have not wanted to deal with. Come Monday, we'll have to face them head on, and we'll have the strength and the energy to make that happen. Let's see. Now, this week, there will be one of the best aspects for love, and this hasn't happened in a long, long time for a lot of people, as Tuesday, May 10th, Venus trines Jupiter. And like I said, Jupiter is direct on Monday. This is a very beautiful placement for any kind of romantic endeavors, as the planet of love and the goddess of love, Venus, is trining Jupiter. And trines are very good. A trine means it's moving forward. It's positive in nature. So with it trining Jupiter, the Lord of Luck, a lot of people are going to be lucky in love. So that is your new moon forecast. Kind of short, kind of sweet, straightforward and to the point. It's a beautiful forecast for a great many of us. And wherever Venus falls, wherever Taurus falls in your house and sign, you will feel this. So for Capricorns, this is going to fall in your fifth house of love, romance, children, and creativity, speculation. Not necessarily in the love factor, if that's not what you want, but maybe you'll get some creative ideas and whatnot. But do remember, Mercury is retrograde till about, I always say a week after what modern astrology base states because I practice a very different method of astrology. But in modern astrology, it's over on the 22nd. However, it lingers for about 4 or 5 more days. So I would say we're really out of the woods with Mercury retrograde on the 27th of May. And it's good after that. But with Mercury being retrograde, just take a little more precautions. Give yourself a little bit extra time to get to where you've got to go, because when Mercury goes retrograde, we always see all kinds of accidents, trouble with communication. And I know this from being a DJ for a music station. Tuesday night, I had some major issues with my broadcaster, and a lot of people were going, I don't understand what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and in that world that I do, the rock and roll music, I can't really say to them, well, Mercury's retrograde. No one's going to understand that unless you have some cosmic awareness of things, so to speak. So I knew what was going on, even if the owner and some of the other people didn't know what was going on. I was fully aware of it, and I just kind of rolled with the punches. And I was able to broadcast just fine. Just my broadcaster was a lot slower and kind of took on a mind of its own. So with that being said, I also want to take this moment to wish each and every one of you out there a happy Mother's Day. Even to you dads out there who wear two hats. I know many of you out there who do wear two hats and are playing mom and dad. This goes out to you guys as well. So happy Mother's Day, and hope you guys have a fantastic, phenomenal day. Now, I kind of quickly breezed through this because I do want to get to the stars and fate of some of our politicians, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to all three that are still in the race. We've got Donald Trump, who has taken the Republican nomination, and we have Hillary, who, well, most people say she's going to take the nomination, but don't underestimate Bernie Sanders. He's right on her heels. And with that being said, I do want to let you know that what you're hearing on mainstream media is not the truth in a lot of different ways, both on the conservative and the liberal side. Our media is filtered, and it's created to program us to think a certain way. And I always call these news outlets out, whether conservative or liberal. With the conservatives, you know, there's been a lot of things said about Trump, some true, some not true. With the mainstream media, this is always going to happen. You're going to get half-truths and a lot of lies. So you need to search out news organizations that don't have an agenda of any political type. And believe it or not, I find that RT News, that's based out of Russia, is a lot more factual than an MSNBC or an ABC or a CNN or a Fox News. Sad but true. So search out these, because even with the Democratic thing going on, they keep telling us about these numbers and how Bernie should just give it up and give it up. But these aren't the true numbers, okay? These are filtered. He's really not that far behind her, and I guess California might hold it all for all of us. But I'm going to try and get into Bernie's stars in a minute, but I want to cover Donald Trump's first, and then I'm going to go to Bernie, and if I have time, I will go to Hillary. If I don't have time, I will do another podcast on Hillary for everybody tomorrow, if I have time. But I want to go over the stars and fate of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, let me bring his chart up. Bear with me a minute here. Donald Trump, born June 14th, 1946, 2:01 p.m. in Queens, New York. Now, he is a Gemini, and Gemini is, they experience dualities in life. These guys are always very talkative, very charming when they want to be. Now, what Donald Trump has is, a lot of people may not know this. How do I say this? I'm trying to say this in the most tactful of ways. But first of all, the man suffers from ADD. Okay? And contrary to what we've been taught by our educational system, actually ADD, attention deficit disorder, ADHD, is actually a blessing more than a hindrance. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean he will do well as Commander-in-Chief of the free world. And I'm going to break down his stars right now for you. Now, he does have a moon in Sagittarius. I have a moon in Sagittarius. The difference is his moon is stationed right on his seventh house of partnerships, marriage, and contracts. He also has a tail there. This is not good, okay? This does not give him diplomacy. And when you're the leader of the free world, you need to have some diplomacy. You can't negotiate with people from other countries and get upset with the way things are going and not like something. You can't tell them you're fired. That's not going to work as president. Being a president and running a company and having real estate mogul is two very, very different things. It's very hard for me to get people to understand this, but Trump's moon regulates his public contracts, his dealings with the public, partnerships, political friends. But just sadly enough, the moon, which is emotions, located right on the tail of his Sagittarian dragon's tail. And this makes him, like my teacher would say, the bull in the china cabinet. It's a very bad position for a politician. And this is, you know, a politician's success really depends on diplomacy. And he does not have that. But like most people that adore and love him, they are cosmically unconscious. And it is very important for people, when you're choosing your politician, to have some sort of cosmic consciousness when choosing them. But 1% of the world is the only amount of cosmic consciousness we have. The rest of the world doesn't have this. Let's see, what else can I say about Mr. Trump? He has a Mercury in Cancer. This house, it rules money. This is why he's so good in real estate. Cancer rules real estate. It rules hotels, food industry. That's why he's this mogul in those areas. It makes perfect sense. Now, he does have a Venus in Cancer as well. And he does have a love for the arts and expensive luxuries and very expensive tastes. And he does have very deep conservative feelings because he's born under the sign of Cancer. That doesn't mean all Cancers are conservative. That's not what I'm saying. But with his stars and just the right mix that there is, this gives him that exactly. Mars, the planet of aggression, war, is in Leo. It's extremely aggressive, and it's right in his third house. So this makes him say the things that he says in a way you have to forgive him because he knows not what he does. But this does make him very aggressive and bossy and egocentric in his words. And he is going to be the type of president who will declare war. And I'm just getting ready to say this. You may not like what I'm getting ready to say because I'm preparing you for the next dragon that's taking effect. The next universal dragon takes effect on April 29th of 2017, and it moves in a dragon's head in Leo and a tail in Aquarius. Tail in Aquarius rules nuclear war. Tail in Aquarius rules earthquakes, explosions, a sudden release of energy, volcanoes. Now, the United States is born on July 4th, 1776. It has a dragon's head in Leo. The United States, yes, countries do possess astrological vibes as well. If he gets in as president and the tail of the United States is in the eighth house of life and death, I'm going to say that I see nuclear war, and I see it coming from not Syria, like all these politicians are talking about. Don't rule out North Korea. That man is a very dangerous man. Kim Jong-un is an evil human being, and I'll break his stars down one day. The universe is giving us little omens, but we're too busy on our cell phones and watching our Super Bowls and doing this and doing that to really see the messages that God is giving us. But during the Super Bowl back in February, Kim Jong-un decided to launch a missile over the Super Bowl. Some people laughed it off, didn't pay too much attention, but you know what? I sat there going, holy cow, that's an omen. That's an omen of things to come. Now, we can't change the course, can change the course of things that happen. We can't change the course, of course, on earthquakes and stuff like that. But, you know, nuclear war is something that's very serious. This wipes out humanity. That worries me with Donald Trump stars, okay? And I'm not, I don't know how to say it. You know, I have an aunt who just absolutely adores him. So I say very little about it, you know, because you're all Americans and you can vote whomever you choose to vote for. I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. That's what I'm trying to say. But be aware of who you elect into office, because it's going to cost us millions and it's going to cost many lives if Donald Trump becomes our president. He has Jupiter in Libra, so this is where he makes a lot of money. Jupiter's protection of expansion has worked his magic in under the realm of the U.S. of A. He's great at doing very large businesses with foreign people. Unfortunately, the ruler of his karmic tail neutralizes this opportunity, because it's opposing his Mercury in Cancer. Now he has Saturn in Cancer. Saturn is, detriment. It's detriment, which means that it's not in a good. It's in a more negative aspect than a positive one. And anytime someone has detriment in their chart, he's going to suffer serious insecurities and have a complex. Donald Trump has a subconscious fear. Saturn is the fear principle, and it's negative, it is fear, and it's positive, it is discipline and whatnot. And unfortunately, he has a subconscious fear of not having a good home or having enough food or having any kind of general security. So this is what makes him dedicated to having a mass amount of money, because he has a fear of losing it all. He does have a deep fear of foreign powers, a.k.a. Latinos. And what's ironic, the dragon tail in Sagittarius, Sagittarian in general rules Latinos. It rules the Native American world. It rules the animal world. It rules education and philosophy. It's not sitting well with Latinos. I kind of worry about his life, because I have a feeling one of these days some pissed off Chicano is going to shoot him. His mouth is going to get him in a lot of trouble. And unfortunately, we as Americans are going to have to pay the price. So think long and hard when you go to the voting polls. He has a Uranus in Gemini. So Uranus is the sudden release of energy. Gemini is the lord of communication, messenger of the gods. This position reflects his eccentric nature. It does rule technology. Uranus does television. This is why he's so good with that show he used to do. I don't know what it was called, the Apprentice. You're fired, whatever. Very good. He's very good at TV and makes him very outspoken. Sometimes he sticks his foot in his mouth. That's the way it goes. Neptune in Libra. Well, Neptune is it's deception. And it being in the sign of Libra, it makes him deceptive and confused to things with his kids and in some of his business endeavors. This is all endorsed by these stars. So let's see. Pluto and Leo, excuse me, so he's from that generation, the Pluto and Leo generation. Remember, Pluto's a generation. Pluto changes every 15 years. And how do I say this? He has a lot of power with getting to the nitty-gritty of things, investigations, but unfortunately, Hitler had this placement, And I am comparing Donald Trump to Hitler because they share some similar stars, even though Hitler was an Aries and Donald Trump is a Gemini. There are some similarities here, and it's a little disturbing and a little frightening. I wouldn't vote for him, that's for sure, but I have cosmic consciousness. Now, he also has, like I said, his dragon head is in Gemini, and it's right on himself. So, you know, whenever you have the dragon right on you, the head, he can to be successful. He's right on his soul's purpose. He's destined to shine and make money. And that's what I see in Donald Trump. Being the leader of the free world will, even though he thinks it's a great idea, it's going to be very detrimental to a great many of us. And that's kind of all I can say about that on Donald Trump. I should have brought up his chart. I did this at the last minute, so my apologies to you. I have 8 minutes left, so I'm going to go quickly on this one. Let's go to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was born September 8th, 1941 in Brooklyn, New York. Bernie Sanders is a Virgo. Virgos are the I will clean. They will clean things up, cleansing impurities, large and small. One of the reasons why the establishment is going to try and get Hillary in and not Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders is because once Donald Trump gets in there or once a Bernie Sanders gets in there, they're going to see that our government has cooked the books, and it hasn't just been during the Obama administration. We're going to go way back into the Bush years now. And these guys are going to find that the books have been cooked. They've been all the way into 9/11. We all know about that. So they're trying very hard to not get them in. But look what you see what's happening in the media. Bernie Sanders. Now, a lot of people say, oh, Bernie's old, Bernie's this, Bernie's that. You have to remember, just like Capricorn, Virgo rules old age. And as Capricorns and Virgos age, they're like fine wine. They get better and they get better with age. Okay. And this makes complete and total sense to me. May not make sense to you yet, but in time, I hope it will. Let me scroll here and look at it. Now, see, I have his chart right in front of me. Bernie Sanders has a hidden dragon in Aries. He has a natal dragon in Virgo. And right now, the dragon's head and the universal dragon's head and tail is in a Virgo Pisces. So I always go and look at the stars to see where they were. And I told a friend the other day, she says to me, why don't you post this? She goes, because your predictions are spot on. And I go, I'm not really one that predicts. I leave that to others. But the other day I told her he's going to win in Indiana, Bernie. She goes, how do you know this? I said, the moon's in Aries. Dragon's head's in Aries. His hidden is in Aries. So, therefore, that's what happens. Now, we have Bernie Sanders. Moon is in Aries. Aries is ruled by Mars. Mars is the warrior, and this is making Sanders very competitive, very vocal, and in any kind of affairs involving finance, the stock market, and savings. Back to him being a Virgo. Virgo is dedicated to honesty and hard work. You can almost call them the worker bees of the zodiac. Very hard workers. And they're there for humanity. Now, Mercury, he has Mercury in Libra. And Libra rules laws and justice. And Sanders, unlike Trump, is not making up stories. Now, Donald Trump tells you a lot of lies. And it's what's ironic is the American people are believing is bullshit. And I feel very sad for those people because if he does get elected, I'm going to Costa Rica with my kids, and unfortunately I will be watching in horror from a beach on Costa Rica while my fellow Americans are being nuked. I kid you not. You can laugh at me all you want, and that's okay. I have a caller in, so caller, just bear with me. If this has to do with, I'm hoping that's Christopher, but I don't recognize the number. So I'm not doing any mini readings today, by the way. So if you're calling for that, this is not the day for that. Christopher, if that's you on air, just private message me on Facebook saying it's you, because I'm not recognizing the number. And I only have 5 minutes left. And I don't see him online. So, okay, I'm going to take a chance here before I continue with Bernie and make sure that this is Christopher. I'm hoping he's hearing me and that he's going to be on with me in a second. It is him. All right, then I will click in and get him on.
Hi, hey, Linda, this is Chris.
Thank
you
for calling in. I'm good. I'm just going over the stars of Donald Trump, and now I'm on to Bernie Sanders. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. I like Bernie's energy and stars a lot better than Trump's.
Well, you know what? See, now, you, my friend, have cosmic consciousness, and even our dear friend Christine Korda, who has a great show called Kiss Me, I'm Psychic, both on Freedom Slips Radio on Wednesdays at noon and on Blog Talk, I think on Thursdays at 3:30 Pacific time, but I'm not positive. She said to me one day, I'm really trying to find something wrong with Bernie, and I can't. It's hard to, because, you know, he's Honest Abe. He's so disgustingly honest that it's humbling. And I say that honestly, Chris. I've tried to find things with him. I've kind of sat there going, okay, there's got to be something on this guy that I can dig up through his stars. And I almost wish I can make contact, or I can get my teacher to make contact with him, because he would make a great president. He really would. He truly cares about us as human beings.
I agree.
What do you think?
I totally agree. And with him staying in a race, even though he's behind, it shows that he knows that the party has to have unity and has to be able to not disenfranchise his people. And he's doing it for the country, not for himself.
Exactly. Now, there is one placement. He has a Jupiter in Gemini, and it's in detriment, which means it's not in a good place. And what this actually means is that, Gemini represents, curiosity. And Bernie Sanders has some religious convictions, being of Jewish descent, and us living in a nation that's very racist. I can't say it any more than that. We live in a nation that's very, very racist. What little Bernie doesn't realize is he comes from such an old Jewish religion that before Judaism, there was the Kabbalah, and there was, they practice astrology and ancient mysticism. He comes from such an ancient race of people. It's a beautiful thing, but it also can be a detriment to him, because we live in a world of prejudiceness, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Prince was an Essenian.
Say that again, hon.
You know the history of the Jewish, of the blacks, right? Black Jewish folks.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Now,
they're the
folks,
original Jewish religion.
That's right. That's it, exactly. One of the original religions, and that practiced the old science of astrology. Folks, I only have another minute left, but it's going to stop recording. It's going to kick me off air, but I'm going to continue broadcasting along with my buddy Christopher, and it'll be in the replay, the entire show. So if it gets cut off, just realize we're still broadcasting. Let's see, what else can I say about Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders also has I'm going to go with some of the negative, because I don't want people to think, well, I could tell who she's favoring. That's not what I'm really trying to do here. Bernie Hassel has a Neptune in Virgo, which is in detriment. And this makes the elites of the corporations out there truly hate him and make him his worst enemy. I'm very concerned about his well-being. If he does get elected, I do see him going down the road as JFK, John F. Kennedy, with an assassination. I don't want that to happen, and there's a small part of me that Christopher, I don't want him to get elected because I want to see him live another 20 more years or so.
I would have the same risk. My Pluto's in the same place as his Virgo.
Really?
11th house.
Okay. Well, yeah, I worry too, you know. But here's the interesting thing. He has a midheaven in Aquarius, and anytime you have a midheaven in Aquarius, midheaven is your aim in life. And Aquarius rules the internet. Hence, it's making him become very popular through the internet. If it wasn't for the internet, Bernie would not be popular, okay? I mean, even mainstream media cannot control the flood of people contributing to him. I mean, what does that tell you?
That's where my Venus is.
There you go. Well, I always told you, Christopher, you're like my cosmic brother. I swear he and I were separated. In another lifetime, you and me were brother and sister. I just know it. And once I looked at your stars, I'm going, there's a few differences, like the moon placement, but all in all, you and I walked a very karmic, cosmic past life together, and it could probably have to do a lot with all that ancestry that we so much talk about from time to time.
we both have Italian, French, and Scottish, and Irish, and Welsh roots.
That's right, and descendants of the Knights Templars. That's something to be proud of, isn't it?
Yes. All right. Is your Scottish roots from the same place as Ivana Trump's? Mine is.
Wait, say that again.
My Scottish part is part of Clan Rollo, which is part of the Hurley family.
And that's part of Ivana Trump's family?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's very interesting. You know, I can't really share this information, but there's something that happened many years ago, and when I was studying astrology, my teacher used it as an example, so I can't really blurt it out on air. For those of me that are listening that are maybe cosmic coders of Dr. Tori's, then you will know this, but I can't blurt this out. But something happened to Ivana Trump when they were at the last stages of their marriage that I know that he did to his wife that are really disturbing. And so that's part of the reason I don't like him.
Hello?
Because I'm still here. Are you still here?
I'm right here in my room. It's okay.
Okay. Once I heard what he had done to his ex-wife, I just sat there going, oh, in Italian, disgusting is disgraziato. And so I said that's just disgraziato. It just made me see him in a very different light. But if you've ever watched the movie, the story about Tina and Ike Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It, it's kind of on the order of that. And that's all I'm going to say on that subject. What else can I say about Bernie Sanders? He cannot tell a lie. Other than that, you know, he does have a tail in Pisces. And this rules all religion and deception of religion. And like I said before, the pharmaceutical companies are going to hate him. The oil industry will hate him. Remember, this is all in the realm of Pisces because he wants to make this country a better place. If any of you out there have traveled to other countries, I know I have. You see things a little differently, how the medical industry is. Let's take Sweden, for example. And I know the United States is not Sweden, but they're very happy people over there. And their government gives them quite a lot. And one of the things that this country needs to care more about is the mothers of this country. Because getting only 6 weeks off with your infant and newborn is a criminal travesty. When countries like Italy get 52 weeks and other countries get 6 months off. I mean, those are the times you bond with your child. Your child shouldn't be ripped away from you while you go back to work. Yeah.
I've been listening. Yeah, I love listening to you like I do, Christine.
Oh, gosh. Thanks. I love Christine, too. I listen to her all the time. That's why I told everyone you got to check out that show, Kiss Me, I'm Psychic, with Christine Korda. Any of you out there that are ever interested in obtaining a psychic, Christine Korda is one of them. She's the real deal. Renee Marie is another one. These two ladies are very, very good at what they do, and I've gone to them. I have seeked out their services, and remember, I could see their stars, so I know if you're a psychic or not, and they are definitely psychic. And that is pretty much the stars and fate of Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton, let me see if I could bring her chart up. I'm going to tell you something that I know about Hillary right off the bat. Hillary Clinton technically is born in the sun of Scorpio, but she's born in the month of October. I think it's October 24th. She's around the same age as Donald Trump, give or take. Like I said, I'm doing this blindly without a chart, but I've studied her chart quite closely. And there's something that Hillary has in her chart. It's the equivalent of a snake charmer. And what do I mean by this? Okay, so Hillary has something that's called a dignified sign. She has the dragon, natal dragon head, and her hidden is the complete opposite. What this does is makes it a dignified, and that creates some of the highest energy. It's in Jupiter, or it's in Gemini and Sagittarius, and it's reversed in Sagittarius and Gemini, and it's right on October, November, December. So it's right on her third house. Her third house is communication. And so she knows how to lie like you would not believe. With having a reverse dragon head and tail dignified, she's the snake charmer. She knows what to say, when to say it, and will say whatever she can say to get that vote. Remember that. And don't let people fool you into believing that, oh my God, if you don't vote for her, this country is screwed. Well, this country's screwed whether you vote for her or Trump, okay, because they're both part of the same system in a lot of ways. They're both they're very close in the corporate world. You've seen pictures of the Trumps and the Clintons. I mean, this is just – they know each other outside of business. Trump's daughter and Chelsea Clinton are good friends. They've grown up together. It's the elite. So don't be fooled by this. But Hillary Clinton has that star placement, dragon head in Gemini, tail in Sagittarius, hidden dragon in Sagittarius and the tail in Gemini, so the tails are reversed. This is why she's in trouble with Benghazi. Anytime you're dealing with a tail in Sagittarius, you're dealing with foreign affairs. And she doesn't look good in the limelight of foreign affairs, as we well know. I'm going to have to study Hillary's future a little deeper, Christopher, to see what's coming, because I have a feeling she's going to get the Democratic nomination, of course, because that's what the mainstream media wants. But I wouldn't count out September surprise. Something's coming in September, and I don't know if it's an indictment. I don't know if it's a health issue, because right now the universal dragon's energy is right on her health. Her health, her service to the world, making her not look too good to people. You know, this is why more people are going for Trump.
I would say health, because from what I've talked to, FBI is not really looking at the legality of her server, so to speak. They're looking at who got in it.
Really?
Yeah, I've talked to a few people.
Well, that could very well be. Something is going to go on with her. And I said this to a person the other day. Now, this is not me looking at her stars, because like I said, I haven't really gone too deep in detail with her stars. I've just studied her dragon head and tail and her sun sign. But with her stars and what's going on, I have a feeling that come September, even after everything's said and done at the Democratic convention and she's the nominee, I think they're going to have to pass over the delegates that she's gotten to Bernie Sanders because she's not going to be able to fulfill her presidential duties if she's elected.
If that happens, then Trump is in trouble, real trouble.
I know. I always say I would love to see Trump go up against Bernie because it would be like Biff from Back to the Future taking on Doc. The brawn over the brains.
Yes. And that what you speak about Ivanova, I know a little bit about it already.
Oh, really?
I had to research the Trump family tree because of a dream I had.
Really? Oh, we'll have to talk about the dream later, but that's interesting. Now, where do they come from?
The Trump family's from Germany.
I knew that. And it wasn't really, their last name wasn't originally Trump, was it?
Correct. Trump is.
Okay.
Trump.
That's
D-R-U-M-P-F.
Now, there are rumors out there about Donald's father. Do you know if that's true or not? Do you know what those rumors are?
He was arrested at a rally. That is correct.
Okay. So his dad was affiliated with the Nazis?
No, KKK.
Oh, okay. See, sometimes liberal media has a tendency to get it wrong, too, just to, like, embellish the truth a little bit, because media is media. But I had heard he was from ancestrals of Nazis, but I do know his family's heritage is German. That doesn't mean that if you're German that you're a Nazi. Please don't get me wrong. That's not what we're trying to say in any sense of the way. But
I would look to see if any of their treasures were stolen by the Nazis because the area where they came from were heavily victimized.
Really?
Because it was that area is very, very heavily French. Bavaria.
Interesting. Is heavily influenced with French.
This is where the French kings came from, the royalty. So that's,
I
you
see.
And I would originally find our roots where Trump and them were from if you go back far enough.
So Bavarian, huh?
That's where the royal called the Franks.
Okay.
The Franks or Garth were long-haired kings before the 1100s.
Interesting. Well,
that's
very
why a lot of the French royalty had long hair, because it was a tradition. That
wow.
Area of Celt, by the way, Hestalt cultures is Celt. Southern Celt, like the Italians.
Interesting. Now, the ancestry you do is actually quite fascinating. And anyone that's listening to me, if you ever have any questions about your heritage or where you come from, shoot me a message. I know exactly who to ask, and that would be you, Christopher, because even myself, you know, I've learned a lot from you about my grandmother's side of the family that came from southern Italy, you know, Puglia and that region, which was, we both know, before Italy was Italy, the area where my grandmother came from was called the Kingdom of Sicily. So,
Kingdom of Sicily and Naples, to be exact.
Yes. So it's very interesting. The two Sicilies. Even my grandfather's area, which is more central Italy, they used to call that the Papal State, because it was so close to the Vatican. It was closer to Rome. But I've told you this before, Christopher, and that was when my grandfather would speak, because each grandparent had two very different dialects, some of the things that came out of his mouth sounded French. And my mother would look at me and go, what?
That's because it was French from a Plantagenet era.
Makes sense now that we know this. Nanny, go ahead.
And Papal State has Portuguese in it.
Wow.
Portuguese and Spanish.
Interesting.
And, they all come together. If you, in a southwestern Neapolitan dialect, which is spoken in the southern part of the Papal States in Livardo. Livardo is the southernmost region in the Papal States.